Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The death toll from Saturday's massive landslide near the small town of Oso in Washington State is at least 16. Emergency managers say they've located other bodies under the mud, but will add them to the official total only after they've been recovered. Dozens of people are still listed as missing or unaccounted for. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonzi has this report.
Business is understandably slow right now at the small upholstery shop where Leila Hoffman works. That leaves lots of time to think. Hoffman is about 3 miles down the road from the landslide.
Yeah, it's been kind of nerve-wracking, and you can't ever put it out of your mind because all day long the helicopters are going, you know. And I guess not that you should put it out of your mind at this point.
Those search and rescue helicopters are flying to and from the square mile of mud and debris. Saturday's slide crashed down on a rural neighborhood of fishermen's cabins, farmhouses, and regular homes.
You know, my life goes on, and I kind of feel guilty about it, you know. It's like, if I was younger and stronger, I'd be up there volunteering, not that they need any more now.
Local volunteers, familiar with the landscape and skilled with chainsaws, are helping what is now a massive emergency response. The National Guard has arrived. A federal urban search and rescue team is on scene. Hovercraft skitter on water around the perimeter. FEMA communications trucks are parked in neighboring towns. Backhoes and bulldozers are clearing paths into the debris. Frequent rain showers are making it challenging for both professional and volunteer responders to move across the square mile of soupy, slippery debris. Rescuers are employing high-tech electronics to help locate buried victims. Snohomish County Emergency Management Director John Pennington says some searchers are carrying sensitive receivers to detect mobile phone signals.
They're trying to ping for cell phones for the purposes of essentially locating individuals in the debris. And there are technologies that can further refine where that ping came from. And I know that process is actually going on right now.
Other technical rescue teams are armed with listening devices and small cameras to probe voids in the mud flow. But old-fashioned tools have actually worked best, according to local fire chief Travis Hott.
The last 3 days, the most effective tool has been dogs and just our bare hands and shovels uncovering people, but the dogs are the ones that are pinpointing a particular area to look, and we're looking, and that's how we're finding people.
Unfortunately, Hott says there have been no survivors or signs of life detected since Saturday night. Cadaver dogs have joined the search dogs. Hott has dark circles under his eyes after 4 nights of little sleep, but he promises the large number of families still awaiting word about missing loved ones. The search will continue, as he puts it, on all 8 cylinders until everyone is accounted for. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi in Arlington, Washington.